Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh talking with Debbie Menning of the Guthrie County Arts Council about their annual dinner concert fundraiser taking place February 8th. So the Guthrie County Arts Council is having its annual fundraiser. Does that usually take place in February?
Yes. This will be our fifth year, actually, to have an event in February, sort of around Valentine's Day, although this isn't necessarily a Valentine's event. It's a good chance to bring your significant other to a nice event, but it's also just a fun time with friends. So not strictly a Valentine event, but usually in February.
Mm-hmm. And what will be taking place during the fundraiser?
Well, the evening begins, it's Friday evening, February 8th, and the evening begins at 5 p.m. with wine and chocolate tasting here at Art on State. We stock Madison County and Old Man's Creek wines and also the Heavenly Delights chocolates, which are all very popular and make good Valentine's gifts, as a matter of fact. Then it's around 6 o'clock, the party moves across the street to Cabbage Rose Restaurant for an always fabulous multi-course meal there, including the salad bar, choice of roast beef, pork loin, or chicken parmesan, potato, vegetable roll, beverage, dessert, and gratuity, all is included in the evening. Following the meal at around 7 o'clock, the music begins, approximately an hour-long concert, this year featuring Bob Fields, who is a four-time Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. He and his group will be playing rock and roll favorites from the 50s to the 70s. Bob is also an accomplished painter, so for anyone who is interested in that facet of him, he has a great Facebook page, Aviation Art by Bob Fields, and we're hoping to have some of his paintings here at Art on State for the evening as well. So volunteer coordinator Nancy Van Meter has just done a fabulous job of putting this package together. It's just a wonderful night with friends. Tickets are $30 and are available now at Art on State. There is limited seating, so we're only going to sell approximately 60 tickets. So anyone who would like to attend needs to think about purchasing tickets early.
Why does the Guthrie County Arts Council hold this fundraiser? What significance does it have for the group?
Well, it helps fund our projects throughout the year. Things like Art in the Village in the spring, our Holiday Artist Showcase in the fall. It helps us operate our nonprofit retail outlet for our artists here at Art on State. We provide art classes for the public. We host special events. Like last year, we did a 2018 Freedom Rock program. We had a workshop on color and butterfly magic. So these and other projects, just anything that support our area artists and also help provide cultural events for the public, that's why we fundraise and also have our memberships.
What would you say of, you know, the community's support and those who attend the event? What does it mean to you know, people's support of the Guthrie County Arts Council?
Well, I think it's awesome, and I think I think people in the area recognize the need for art, not only just to enrich our lives, but also art, we're finding out, especially in the rural areas, is significant for economic development. I mean, it's something unique and special to the area, something that brings people in, something that makes people want to stay here and maybe even make their homes here. It's just vitally important, and I think people are beginning to recognize that more and more all the time.
And the Arts Council is also in the midst of your membership drive. How is that going?
Yes, our membership drive is a calendar year, so January to January. And memberships are $35. And obviously, the memberships also support the projects that I mentioned previously. And also, if you are an artist, it also helps you become eligible to display and sell your work at our store or at some of our events. So memberships can be dropped off at Art on State, or they can be mailed. The address here at Art on State is 320 State Street, Guthrie Center. Or they can be mailed to me, Debbie Menning, 406 North 12th Street, Guthrie Center.
If you're not an artist, but if you're passionate about the arts, so what benefits does a membership give them?
Well, that would apply to people like me. I'm certainly not an artist, but again, I see the value in art. I see what it has done for our communities, our counties. I see what it does for individual people, and I just think it's something that we need to support. So it just you know, the memberships help support everything that we do. So I would encourage people to consider that if they haven't already. Last year, I believe we had around 110 members. So we have a number of people who have the same, are of the same mind as I am, I guess.
Not only does the Guthrie County Arts Council support artists, you also support other groups such as the ACGC High School with Art on State, if you'd like to kind of expound on that.
Okay, well, the ACGC senior sponsor, one of the senior sponsors, Bev Mills, who is also a business teacher, approached us and asked us if we would be willing to let the high school students have a little coffee shop here in the store, and we were happy to do that. So they are here also in our store with what they call the Charge Up Coffee Bar. All the proceeds from that go to help the students when they take their senior trip to Washington, D.C. in the spring. So we would also encourage people to drop by and support their efforts.
And now that we're in 2019, what is the Arts Council looking forward to as far as events this year? Are you looking to repeat the Holiday Artist Series?
Yes, the Holiday Artist Series. And of course, prior to that will be Art in the Village, which is always the first Saturday in June in Panora at the Historical Village. We're working on plans for that. We also have another plan in the works to try to bring an expert to the county to go into the schools and perhaps work with students and teachers. We did that a year or two ago, and that is certainly something that when we have funds available, we're always interested in working in the schools with the youth in our communities.
Any last reminders you want to give listeners?
Just don't wait too long to get your tickets. $30 for the entire evening. That's the wine and chocolate tasting. That's the meal. That's the concert. It's a bargain. And it's just a wonderful night with friends. So I would just encourage everybody to consider purchasing tickets.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Debbie Menning of the Guthrie County Arts Council about their annual dinner concert fundraiser taking place February 8th. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program and more information about the event on our website at raccoonvalleyradio.com.